Let's learn the Daven. Parshas Tov Shin Ayin Hey. Okay, now Vayivorach David. Very interesting halachas about Vayivorach David. We won't have this in the room tonight. We're going to do a few things inside in Shulchan Aruch tonight. We'll see. This is a preface to Vayivorach David. Last week we were unable to get into Vayivorach David. We got sidetracked with a question here. Okay, tonight we're going to try to see what we can do here with Vayivorach David. Okay, it says in Shulchan Aruch like this. Simon Nun Aleph in Shulchan Aruch is the simon about Dinei Tfilah min Baruch Shama Ad Yishtabach. Okay? Baruch Shama Ad Yishtabach. So what does it say? It says, Tzarech L'chaven B'Pasik Poseach Esh Yodecha. Everybody knows about that. It's written in the Siddurim that Pasik in Ashrei Poseach Esh Yodecha when Tfilah Chol Chayav Ritzon, you're supposed to have a special kavan. Correct? Yeah. Now it says, V'yayim Pasik V'nachnu L'Baruch Ka Achat Tfilah L'David, because really the Pasik V'nachnu L'Baruch Ka is whatever. It follows the little David. We spoke about that when we learned Asher. The came from Pasuk called in the summer. We spoke about that when we finished out of Lucas. That's the end of Pasuk Yizim. Pasuk Hashem Yimelech Lelam Voed. You say it twice. Magil V'yato Hashem Lekeinu Moedim Nachum Locha. The Pasuk Go Kumal Lefenecha Shachavah English Christ. We do not bow. Okay? And then he ends it up and says, V'nogu Lamoid. And the meaning is that we stand. Kishaoimrim Baruch Sha'omar Vayivorach David V'yishtavach. That's correct. The minig is we stand for Baruch Sha'omar. Yeah. The minig is you stand for Baruch Sha'omar. And Vayivorach David V'yishtavach.
Now you've made a very good deal here. Mr. Buddha says on the spot, Vayivorach David means Ad Shiyayma Atohu Hashem Elohim. Now the minig here, and most of the Klal is once you stand up by Baruch David, you remain standing until after your Shabbat. I've never seen anybody sit down after they finish by Baruch David to the Horashim or Abyss and the Vyosha. Now maybe it's just not the diet to sit down, but not with Klal Yisrael, doesn't say anywhere you can, but again. Because of Nishma. Because of Nishma. That's it. And you can sit down. Now. So, but the question is like this. Why do we stand by Baruch David before? Why don't say Baruch David, Yishtabach, a bracha is good? Why do we stand by Baruch David? How do you know that? He told you that? That's a word. Now, the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does something here which is unusual. It doesn't happen too often. I wish I could tell you how many times it happens. I give you a bracha, and I give a bracha as well. We could also know how many times the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ariza. Okay, not too often. Not a lot, but he quotes the Ariza. I will tell you a break for a moment, okay? I told you the Mishnah Berurah of Farnsworth at the sitting next to Rabbi Yosef at the wedding of the Vinci and Abba Shoal. And Abba Shoal was a Friday Gadol, and the Friday Yosef was very close. And they were going to a chasana of one of the Abba Shoal's children, I believe his son. And the Friday Yosef ended up sitting next to Rabbi Yosef. So they're waiting for the chuppah to start. So the Friday Yosef says to Rabbi Yosef, that's for him. Novel idea, right? So he says to him, since we're at the wedding of the Vincian Abba Shoal, let's who's shot every time that Abba Shoal was mentioned. I'll say the first time he's mentioned, you'll say the second time, I'll say the third time, you'll say the fourth time. Robo, you want to be able to do that one day? Say yes. What are you looking to make a face about? Amen. Okay, so the mic doesn't say how many times they did it. And then the prize were told the Rabbi Yosef, you skipped one. The Rabbi Yosef told the prize were, I didn't. That one that you're thinking of is Machlokes Achronim, if that Abba Shoal is the Abba Shoal, the rest of the time. In the book it says, the prize were said he gives up at that time. I don't know why he gave up, but it says he gave up. So I don't know how many times it says the Harizal of Mr. Brewer, but it says like this. The Harizal kisha omar v'atam Moshe bakol nosan tzedakah me'umah. He gave tzedakah me'umah. You know, that, again, is very interesting. But why? No. That's not what he said. He said he gave tzedakah me'umah. He doesn't say anything in the Sefer Aleph about giving tzedakah in the Harizal. But the Brewer quotes that the Harizal said, the Harizal, when he said the words, v'atam Moshe bakol, Nosan Tzedakah Me'umah. Doesn't say. It says Nosan Tzedakah Me'umah. It's a very interesting thing going on at the end of
the day. How often did you get it?
That's correct. Maybe they did bring the push to somebody, stood up anyway to put the money in the push. I don't know. Now, so Daniel over here is referring to what Rabbi Yankov said. Now, it could be other people said it before Rabbi Yankov, and maybe he's getting it from his Chassidus Harutz over here, Rabbi Daniel. But this is a sefer Emes Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch from Rabbi Yankov coming back. He was sefer so much of course Emes Yaakov as is a sefer Shulchan Aruch. For Nagu Lama Yikichem Yoyer Dovin. I am a tour Yeridaya Simen Shin Samach Aleph. The Yesh Lama Yidem Ney Oysay Nishtu. Uba'av As the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Arizal. The Shah Kol HaKol Omdu Machma Shiyesh Lamoy Vosnei Noisnei Tzedaka Mishum Shehem Oisei Mitzvah. That's exactly what Rabbi Daniel said. Not when the Chosin Kal were marching down. No. By the Shem Shem Chosin Kal were mekayim in mitzvah. No. You will tell me the tells? One of the tells of Rashi Yeshiva of Chicago. Stand. Not when the Chosin Kal were marching. No. They stand during the chuppah and the shavuot. Correct.
Is that a made-up concept?
I don't know. I had it up about this. I spoke about it again this week. We didn't come out. I speak about it every 6 months or every 12 months or 18 months, whatever it is. The Chosin Kal, when I sat next to the Yeshiva Sita, Rechav Ruchu Shem, the Seish Shechol Yisrael, and I watched many Gedolei Yisrael, I never saw one of them ever stand up for Chosin Kal. Maybe they moved out of their teardrop, but this new maestro when the chosin walks into the room, this 22-year-old kid walks into the room, the whole place stands up, Mori Kamasso, before he gets anywhere near the whole place, and the cowlo from his 19-year-old cowlo, the whole place stands up. Af Pam Loris, he said. It's a new maestro. And I'll bring your ire. Because if you go to Israel, there are no seats by the chuppah. You ever heard of chosin Eretz Yisrael? No seats by the chuppah. Seats by the chuppah is an ayah maisa. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Yeshiva once walked into the Palmer house. I'll never forget it. I walked him into the Palmer house. He walked in. He was a Sadiq Kedusha, the big Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz. He walked in the Palmer house. He said, "There's a full wedding." He said, "This is what they do." In Iowa, the two roses. We never saw this again. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I said, "We had the three reasons why we're going to say this." And I was in Eretz Yisrael for a chasana, not of a Haredi couple out of the Bnei Brak. What they did was, oh, you must have been a chassid in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly. They have seats there during the chuppah. No, what do they do? It's this non-Haredi wedding, huh? Again, talking to Dov. Okay, that's not long ago. That's only recent. But what they did then was, after the badekin, the men got up and walked the chassid to the chuppah, and the women walked the cow to the chuppah. Now, there's no seats. An aisle, walked down the aisle. You took to the chuppah. No aisle. The mishpachah took to the chuppah. The people were moving around, basically. But they stood for the chuppah. If I'm just telling you, I was really straight to the chuppah. Now, the Yavarach David, I know I have a relative, but it was a rose. He took salt to the chuppah. Chaim Berlin, I believe, they took salt to the chuppah. Don't stand with it. Me? Joe Baruch, to the I don't even think they stand for your status. No. I don't stand. Now it says, in Shulchan Aruch, the stand for Mizrach Seiver, it says, you just read it, it says, stand for Rosh Hashanah, it says, stand for It says the same for the Yisabach, and it says the same for Yisabach David. So Yisabach David is the problem. What's for Yisabach David? And what's in his most cycle? He spoke about Yisabach, or Moshe was Makbid to get up out of him. He was an old man in our world to get up and stand up in his most cycle. Yes. Okay. We'll come back to you. Fine. That's why we stand up, you mean? I don't know. We're going to get to all that next week. I just want to tell you this interesting halacha here about standing up, giving tzedakah with the psukim. You're correct, it's a compilation of psukim, as there are many other places. Yes? You're adding in the dimension of Mashiach here. I hear you. Right? Yeah. Well, what's that one time? Obvious verse, yeah. Putting our heads down and covering our head is analogous to that position. And then we lift up our head and we stand. Yeah. We're still sitting, and then we stand. So who said this word? Is it your word? Alpha Vart also. That Dr. Dakwood's word was an Alpha Vart. You should be in all three positions during davening. Beseeching Hashem in every position. In the bottom of the room explains his way. Pamela Shemati is there. Yes, Mort. What are you saying? Maybe you'll give share next week and answer the question. I don't have to answer every question you ask. You answer some of your own questions. What did you want, Brad? Well, we've been fighting about Masora all week. We did Minchamayev as well. I do not know. I can't answer you. Masora is a fascinating question. We have a historian coming for our scholar resident, a Rav, who's a big Talmud Chacham, and we'll be able to ask him more historical questions, maybe. I don't know. It's a fascinating thing. I just asked this week, why is it that the cancellation, the cantillation tune is on top of Satan? The tune of laning, the tune of cantillation? Why is it different if you're a Yekke, if you're a Sardi, if you're a Ashkenazi? What happens? Somebody here this week said that the most Svardi Nigunim are really having Arabic flavor to them. Okay, fine. Yes. Listen, you don't need more than that. The pronunciation of the letters are different between the Sfardim, the Taimanim, and the Ashkenazim. I'm not talking about the pronunciation of the vowels between the Yekkes and the Chassidish and the Litvish and the, a real Litvak, which is really Lubavitcher in this situation, you're like Litvak. The number of Ifishkin, that's up. Used to get in the lead. You remember where Ifishkin was. Remember Ifishkin? You were still here in the show when he was here?
No,
you were here. Yeah, you were passing also. Remember? Ifishkin sat in the Shabbat Shabbat. He was a Rav for 50 years. He was a Talmud of Rabbanan and Rav Aaron Kotler. Talmud of Branovich and Kretz. He used to love when he got a bro. Oh, I told Hashem, no saying hateira. Hateira. Is that how you say it, Lubavitch? Hateira. Taura. Tora. Toira.
Yeah.
Dance of she is was dancing during the Chadoi. I'm just saying, okay. It's I don't know how long before your time he was up on the field. He was a Kamal, but he was a mother. That's right. He's a. Okay, fine, I understand that. Okay, we went through the whole thing, I understand. I understand, let's say, but Lamaisa, why did it develop this way? It's fascinating. Fascinating. That's correct. I will tell you another thing. If it's for this reason, I'm just telling you a kasha. Not the biggest kasha in the world. Shabbos, you shouldn't stand up for your rough brother. Very good. Okay, well, it's good. Okay, Kenzai. As you said, we're not dealing with a chiyuv tefila here, but the maaseh we're dealing with the seder. What do? You stand up? Don't you stand up?
I have a chazaka for me.
What? What's a chazaka mean? You have to stand up. Huh? There must be other reasons. Okay, which, who knows? Now, Kaidim Bola Besa Knesset, you may have Mogin Avram, Magdama, what do you do? Maita by Devarim, here we go. Kaidim to the Shachris. This is the Arizal. The Kabbalah of Mitzvah Sasei Shel. Give the Shia, no? The Yechavein, Lehoi, Kolechod, Mibnei Yisrael, Knesset. The Bezeh, to the Shel, Mitzachoi, Sukuloi, Yacha, and you're going to look in front of his bar. The third gun came with Kabul Kola Mitzvah for Allah and Mashiach and Mizra.
This is all encompassing by Rav Dovid.
No, I didn't say anything about Rav Dovid. It's just not the Chicha Bolavecha, Lai Sikum, Lai Sitar, Lai Yivachot Ki Elzor, Elzor, Lai Shirta, 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 Lai Shirta,
Lai Shirta, Lai Shirta,
Lai Shirta, Lai Shirta, Lai Shirta, Lai Shirta, Lai Shirta, Lai Shirta, Lai Then, then it says, because of a Rambam, Gedolei HaChachamim, Hayu Noisnim Tuta Leoni, Lefnei Kol Tfila. Hear those words? And you watch the Mashgiach, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, and Lekel, before he walked into the davening, always put a few dollars into the bush. Very good. Exactly. Umekai Rai Bigamara Baba Vasa, Rebbe Loza Yohef Tuta Leoni, Vahoda Masli, Kirech Siva, Niva Tzadik Efter Ponecho, Move on, Lachu B'Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Beis Sif Yud, B'dini Achon L'Tzil Shmon Esrei. Tzadik Beis Sif Yud. Oh, Ach Kvar Noegim L'Haktim Anasina B'Shas Amir V'Ato Moisho Bako. Because they can't come during Bechus Kriyas, but they come Bechus Kriyas, they can't do it. Okay, they try not to, but... Okay, listen, you know, you can't coordinate. They're trying to get to 10 shuls in the morning, you know what I mean? It's a little hard to coordinate. Okay, right, the drivers, the shuls, whatever. But listen to this. Listen to this. I have a question for you. Should you give tzedakah before mincha? When? During Vayim Rav
Dovid? I always do it right before Akhen.
That's right. That's right. And what about for Myriv?
I pop in right before Vayim Rav Dovid.
You pop in.
Pop in.
Says Shulchan Aruch, pop in. What is pop in? What is pop in? What is pop in? Throw it in.
My Shabbos is there for the Chazal that put in two.
Now,
two quarters.
I'm just saying, Batam, today, Loy Lahafsik was a Shmon Esrei. Yes, no, you can talk about credit machnos from the basic and that's the same shock as name in the other camera pot and leave it to the other for that you shoot it. Had a base that says Shina so. It has fuck a play that you also become a catch. Then in the zoom in the front of Moise came to Shabbos Kodesh. What are you going to do then? You get to talk to Shabbos morning? Yafrish from Machshav Soi Vachach Yashtun Yitay Masha Kibbalah. You should, I couldn't do this, but you should be Yafrish Vachshav. So Mr. Goldstein, you should think about giving tzedakah and then give it on Sunday morning.
Right after Shabbos, that's what I do.
Red, you got a brother here, that's a tzaddik. Oh, I like that. Whatever he does, you do. Whatever you do, it does. Which moment? That's a moisture bottle. Yeah. You take out your wallet. What do you do then? Do you give tzedakah? What about tzedakah? Having in mind is a nice thing. So I usually take, if I'm not davening for the Yomid, I take money out by Rosh Hashanah, and I just put it on my shtender. I don't have enough time to walk there and put it in there. I lose, every second of davening here is precious time. During the week, I don't have any time. You're a minion. You can give it. You can give it before davening starts. So I'm telling you, the Mashgiach used to walk in now in Lakewood. There's no pushkas on the beam in Lakewood. So one person used to walk out during Sukkot Zimra, who knew Sukkot Zimra by heart, and then Sukkot Zimra walked out one before the Yeshiva, as a matter of fact, before he became a Yeshiva. He used to sit in there, he used to sit and watch him, and he used to walk out in the middle of the Rav Shabbat and go put money in the pushka. No. Some of them have on the wall inside Beis Medrash. Huh? And the pushka is there. Well, I usually have them locked on the... I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the old Yeshivas, but in Lakewood, they used to have a bunch of pushkas nailed onto the wall. Not pushkas, they had a, like a slot. You would do it by 20 different things you could put money into. Okay, bottom line. Minig and Kal Yishev. By Baruch David, we stand. So I find these things so fascinating. Why are we standing? We're not sure. Yeshayim, because we give tzedakah. And the people walking by, a nice tzedakah. Which is what Rabbi Yaakov says. But why, I don't have Rabbi Yaakov's not alive anymore. I can't ask Rabbi Yaakov, so therefore, what are you doing, Chop? I don't have any other reason. I only have one reason. The Neil only enlightened me with one reason, which I found from Rabbi Yaakov saying a combination of Arizal. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it explicitly. Pashtus, that's the Mashmos. That's why he's bringing this down. This is din of the Arizal, which he gives up. Okay? Before we get into the words, I just want to do the action. The actions are, we stand by Baruch Hashem. Not by, as a kid, people stood by Baruch Hashem, the Olam HaMizyom. That's not brought down at all. Huh? Very common that after calling a Shema, people start standing. That's why you stop by Baruch Hashem, the Olam HaMizyom. Okay, fine. I'm just saying we have a fascinating thing going on over here. We have a halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah to give money before Tefillah. Then we have an addition, which would apply obviously the chapters in Chumayim. Then we have a different halacha to give money during the Erev Tov because of this pasuk. And mainly because of that, then we stand by the Erev Tov. It's fine. Now I want to give you an example. Are you allowed to sit for the? Now you're back to Daniel over here. Listen, anything? That's how I was going to smack you just now. I mean, everybody listening to the tape that I can understand what was going on over here. But that's exactly because all our Lucas is also killed them. Actually, is also killed them. Yes, that's correct. Okay, now, why can't we stand for Torah only for Tillim? Now, it doesn't say over here to stand up for Rosh Hashanah. Correct. Okay, we spoke about that once. I want to just get back into this thing. It does not say Rosh Hashanah. You stand for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, why? No, he stands for Rosh Hashanah because his father said Rosh Hashanah. And that's why you stand for Josh, that's why I stand for Josh. Now, why do they stand for Josh? I'm not sure. You ever see anybody sit for Josh or standing up for your Baruch Dabbin? Huh? The guy from the stable side of the table. What, is that Josh here? Asher Yesh Yisachar is also pretty chashiv. You don't call him a tilo David Gimel Pama Yoyim and Mufta Chayshu Ben Adam Haba. Huh? Yesh Yisachar. Who did? Yeah. Oh, the Vaza Mashiach comes. Okay, fine. Okay, one second. I want to stop here for a minute before we have to answer the question of everybody. Thank you all for coming.